ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 377. ఆశాం చింది విశోపమేషు విషయేష్వేషైవ మృత్యోశ్రుతిః త్యక్త్వా జాతి కులాశ్రమేష్వభిమతిం ముంచాతి దూరాత్ క్రియాః. దేహాదావసతి త్యజాత్మదిషణాం ప్రజ్ఞాం కురుష్వాత్మని త్వం ద్రష్టాస్య మలోసి నిర్భయపరం బ్రహ్మాసి యద్వస్తుతః. సో అగైన్ వైరాగ్యం ఈజ్ బీయింగ్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ బై ఆచార్య హియర్. హౌ టు లెర్న్ టు బీ ఇండిపెండెంట్, లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఏ బేబీ ట్రయింగ్ టు వాక్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ. No, first it is holding the hand of the mother, or it is going with a walker. By trying to then drop the hold of the mother, it may fall initially a few times, but later one will never regret for dropping the hands, because one gains the freedom to walk with one's own feet. Similarly, we are all psychological babies only, holding on to umpteen things in life. We have to learn to drop them. One may be psychologically hurt for some time perhaps, but one will find that one has the inner resources to be of one's own. That is Acharya's Udghoshana here. So he says, Asham Chindi, may you cut off all psychological dependencies, strings of attachments and various conditions. And what type of dependencies are they? Vishopameshu Vishayeshu. They are all Vishayas. Vishayas, sense objects. They include people also, pets also. For a lot of people, the pets are more dear even than people. In Vedanta, Vishaya includes both sentient and insentient things. Because by definition, Vishaya is what? The thing that causes attachment is Vishaya, Pasham. And therefore only visha upamesho, which is subtle poisoning, it is poison, slow poison, because it kills one psychologically and spiritually also. So the independent person in me is destroyed by all these vishayas, all these objects, because I go from dependence to more dependence. And it is not direct and sudden destruction, but it is a gradual growing attachment and dependence. And therefore, they are all compared to a slow poison in Vedanta. So, visha upameshu vishayeshu, in the sense objects comparable to poison. That's what it means. May you drop the attachment in all of them. And why they are compared to visham, poison? Because yesham eva mrityoho shrutihi, this pasha alone is the cause of spiritual death. Mrityoho means a spiritual death, because it destroys the free person in me, in oneself. It is not a physical death, but it is a spiritual death, because it is the spiritual I that I am never able to discover because of this ignorance. Therefore, yesha eva mrityoho krutihi or srutihi karanam. So this is the cause of spiritual death. And when this is said, then we have to remember actually the Gita second chapter. We have already seen this there. Jayato vishayan pumsaha, sangaha, sangat kamaha, kamat krodaha, krodat sammohaha, sammohat smriti vibramaha, smriti vibramshat buddhinashaha, buddhinashat pranashyati. All those entire sequence of things should come to the mind. That is the spiritual death. So, buddhinashat pranashyati. A person gets destroyed. Not only that, tyaktva jati kula ashrameshu abhimatim. Not only you drop your attachment to the external world, drop your attachment to your own body and its attributes also. That I am a Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya, I am a Vaishya, I am a Shudra, they are all Jati. If one is a Shudra, then drop the complex born out of that. Maybe an inferiority complex, drop it. If one is a Brahmana, give up the superiority of complex. Any complex is a complex problem. And therefore, Jati Abhimanam Tektva. Then Kula Abhimanam, that I belong to such and such family, this lineage, that lineage. Then Ashrama Abhimana, that I am a sannyasi. Everybody should do namaskaram to me. Abhimatihi means identification. Tektva, may you give up any of these identifications. Then Kriyaha Ati Durat Muncha. All those activities born out of such Abhimana, Abhimana based activities and Asha based activities, may you give up all of them. And any such activity is a binding activity. And if at all one is active after wisdom, is neither Asha or Abhimana based at all. It is based on wisdom. But it is Loka Sangrahartham. If he still has attachment, it is for the benefit of the entire world. It is Prarabdha based activity. Therefore, Kriyaha. Kriyaha, may you give up all binding activities. Muncha. Muncha means give up. May you give up all kinds of binding activities. May you give up all of them. And Adi Durat, throw them far away. Don't even keep them anywhere near, close. All are different expressions of Vairagyam only. Acharya is now, if you remember, the topic is now actually, Vairagyam is the topic. So all are based on our ability to practice Vairagyam. So Asati Dehadav Atma Dishanam Chaja. May you give up your identification with the body. And what type of body? Asad body. Asad body means it's a mithya shariram. The shariram is a mithya shariram. It is a perishable. It is a decaying shariram. Asati. Asati means mithya sharire ityartha. Adau adipadatam indriyaha manaha buddhihi panchakoseshu aham iti abhimanam tyaja. May you give up your abhimana in all these. And what is the difference between the previous line and this line? If you see, previously it was jati, ashrama and kula. They are the properties of the body. That is, may you not identify with the properties of the body. That is what was said previously. And here in the second line, may you not identify with the body itself. So previously it was dharma adhyasa and now it is anatma and atma. So previously it was property abhimana, now it is substance abhimana. So that is what is practice between them. So neither be attached to the substance nor the property. So tadatmi adhyasa, that is the substance, and samsarga adhyasa, that's the property, both you give up. And atma dishanam, aham abhimanam is atmadishanam. Identification may you give up. Okay. Having given up all these, what should I hold on to? So, you know, Vedanta is telling me, give up everything, don't hold on to anything. What should I hold on to? Atmani prajnam kurushva. May you hold on to what? To your atma. That is your real swarupa, your nature. Through what? Through samadhi abhyasa. That is the topic. Atmani prajnam. So samadhi abhyasam kuru. So nididhyasanam kuru or dhyanam kuru, that's what it means. So we have already seen all those various terms earlier. So I am not snatching away all these, leaving you high and dry, Acharya says, and leaving high and miserable also. But I have only taken away a dollar from you to give you infinite wealth, infinite wisdom. That is our, I have given you the higher self. That's what Acharya means. And what type of higher self it is? Tvam drashtasi. You are the Sakshi Chaitanyam. You hold on to that. That is Sakshi Chaitanyam. And ha malosi, nirmalahasi. You are pure. Malosi means you are very pure. You are witness consciousness. You are pure consciousness. And Nirdvayaha Asi, you are non-dual. You are secondless. You are incomparable. You are matchless. And Parambrahma Asi, you are the ultimate stuff of the universe. Parambrahma, from which all the Namarupas have come, in which they all reside. And ultimately they all resolve, all the Namarupas resolve into you. In fact, you are the very substance of the entire universe. And I am not saying all these nice words as like in an obituary, you know, when somebody dies, people make all these nice things. Charma Shloka is written very beautifully about the guy who passed away. I am telling you all this when you are there all the time. But Vastutaha, it is the fact, own up the fact, you are an inheritor of infinite riches. That's what he emphasizes. Shloka 378. Lakshe brahmani manasam dhridataram samsthapya bahyendriyam swasthane vinivesya nischalatanuhu chopeksha dehasthitim brahmatmaikyam upetya tanmayatayam chakhanda vrityanishim ब्रह्मानंदरसम पिबात्मनि मुदा शून्यै किमन्यै ब्रह्मैः. Shankaracharya, he deals with the steps of Nididhyasanam here, which includes the immediate preparation to be taken care of just before starting meditation. What one should do? To use Gita language, actually in chapter 6, this is Antaranga Sadhanani. We already saw Antaranga Sadhanas, Bahiranga Sadhanas, all in Bhagavad Gita. So, in fact, the best chapter of Bhagavad Gita for Samadhi Abhyasa is the 6th chapter. Krishna has comprehensively dealt with Samadhi Abhyasa topic there. And all these shlokas are only elaboration of the 6th chapter, perhaps. There we saw what we saw. What are the Bahiranga Sadhanas, the Antaranga Sadhanas, Dhyana Swarupam, Dhyana Phalam, and what is Dhyana Prasibandha Pariharaha? All those 5 topics were discussed in the 6th chapter. So anybody would like to refresh, please refer to the lectures on the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And in this shloka, Acharya talks about the Antaranga Sadhanani, the immediate preparation just before meditation, Nididhyasanam, followed by Dhyana Swarupam, the actual practice of Dhyana. So now if you see the second line, Nischala Tanuhu means may you be seated in a comfortable place. As Krishna said, you know, may you choose a quiet and clean place, spread your asana, which is neither soft nor hard, neither too high nor too low. All those specifications Krishna gave. And over the asana, may you be seated and then keep your body steady. Samam kaya shirogrivam dharayanna achalam stiraha. All that Krishna said. That samam kaya grivo kaya shirogrivam. Shankaracharya, he translates here as nischala tanuhu. What Krishna said there, he translates as nischala tanuhu. Steady body. So physical posture is the first step of Samadhi Abhyasa. And then the next level is the sense organs, which can easily travel in any direction. It can receive stimuli from the external world. And what do? They don't keep it with them. They hand them over to the mind. And what the mind does? Mind starts meditating upon them. Therefore he says, Bahyendriyam Svasthane Vinivesya. May you withdraw the sense organs from the external world and let them remain in the physical body itself. Swastane. Swastane means in their own respective golakam. I hope you know people may remember this, the difference between an indriyam and a golakam. Indriya, for example, is the power of perception belonging to the subtle body, the sukshma shariram. Whereas golakam is the gross body. So, Shrotra Golakam is the visible ear. For example, when you see the ear, it is Shrotra Golakam. Whereas, Shrotra Indriyam, the power, the hearing power, the invisible hearing power, that is Indriyam, that is Shrotra Indriyam. So, now same thing with respect to eyesight and physical eyes. Now, physical eyes are Golakam and the eyesight, power of eyesight is Indriyam. Now, Shankaracharya says, withdraw the hearing power from going to the external world and let them remain in the Shrotra Golakam. So let that be in the physical Golakam, let be there, but withdraw the power so it won't hear anything. Same thing, Chakshur Golakam, eyesight, you know, you may be perhaps trying to see outside, but the nothing is being recorded. So Swasthane. And he uses the word Swasthane because each one has got its own respective this Golakam. Because I cannot hear through my eyes, I cannot see through my ears. So each one has got their respective power and the respective Golakam. So Vinivesya. And that is the second one, that is the second Andaranga Sadhana. So first Andaranga Sadhana is what? Is steady sitting. And the second one is sensory restraint. Then what is the next one? Deha Stitim Upekshya. May you drop worrying over your own physical body, such as old age, disease, death, security, resources, what will happen to me tomorrow, will daughter-in-law give me coffee, all those, ignore all of them. Let Prarabdha take over the body. Shankaracharya, he says actually in Manisha Panchakam, Prarabdhaya Samarpitam Swavapuhu Ityesha Manisha Mama. Hand over the physical body to Prarabdha. Because as you grow older, Purushartha will become weaker. And therefore, body will show naturally its symptoms. Therefore, stop worrying about the body. Leave it to Prarabdha. And why Shankaracharya mentions only the body and not family here? Because when Shankaracharya writes about Samadhi Abhyasa, whom he keeps in mind? As we told many times, he keeps a sannyasi in mind, who has left everything but has got only one agenda in life for a sannyasi. That is what? Mananam, Nididhyasanam, Jnananishta. These are all the agenda for him. And sannyasi does not have any other worry at all, except maintaining the body. So, Sharira Yatra Matram. And so, he can converge all worries into one body worry. Who will take care of me? I don't have bank balance. I have no children, family. All those things are gone. So Shankaracharya says, the first qualification to become sannyasi is what? Learn to drop your physical worry, attachment to the body. Without sannyasa, you know, he can become more terrible than, if that is not there, a sannyasa ashrama, a sannyasi can become more terrible even than a grahastha. So Shankaracharya says, leave the body to the Lord. If the grahastha also can practice that, it is fine. And then what about children? Grahastha says, if you leave it to the God, what about children? Leave them to God also. He will take care of them better than me. But do your duties that nobody can stop. Ananya chintayan tomam. So start every meditation with this. No worry. Dehastitihi. Dehastitihi means physical survival. Upekshya, ignore that. Let the longevity be decided by whom? By the horoscope. Horoscope means prarabdha, right? No need to go to an astrologer and all that at all. And why does Shankaracharya prescribe that in the seat of meditation? Why should be? Otherwise, I will not think of the object of meditation at all. So withdraw mind from all worries. That is the third antaranga sadhana. At least become a mental sannyasi. Even if not a physical sannyasi, at least become a mental sannyasi. And then comes the actual meditation, nididhyasanam. So these are all antaranga sadhanas. Then what is the actual meditation? Lakshye brahmani manasam dridataram samsthapya. Having gone through all these preparations, initial preparations, having gone through all of them, direct your mind. Focus it on Brahman, which is the object of meditation, Lakshyam. Lakshyam means the Jayam. Upon the Jayam Brahma, may you fix your mind. And that to how? Dridataram samsthapya. Unwaveringly, dridataram, undistractedly, may you fix your mind. And then what is the continuation of that meditation? Brahmatmaikyam upetya, third life. When you fix your mind on Brahman, one should not visualize Brahman as an object. We have to be careful. But as the very Atma, as the very consciousness, as Brahmatmaikyam Upetya, taking to the oneness of Atma and the Brahman. Seeing the object of meditation as the very subject of meditation itself. So, సోహమస్మి 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 సోహం భావేన పూజయేత్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ సహ అహం భావేన దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మాత్మైక్యం ఉపేత్య అండ్ హౌ టు డూ దాట్ అఖండాకార వృత్యా సో బ్రహ్మాత్మైక్యం ఇస్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ త్రూ ఎ థాట్ ఇట్స్ అ వృత్తి ఇట్స్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బికాస్ మెనీ పీపుల్ థింక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ థాట్లెస్ స్టేట్ శంకరాచార్య వెరీ క్లియర్లీ మెన్షన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ థాట్లెస్ స్టేట్ అట్ ఆల్ మెడిటేషన్ దేర్ ఈస్ అ థాట్ దేర్ ఈస్ అ వృత్తి అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ వృత్తి వృత్తి అఖండాకార వృత్యా బ్రహ్మాత్మైక్యం ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ వన్ ఇస్ నాట్ బ్రింగింగ్ ఆత్మ అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ టుగెదర్ నీన్ నాట్ ఆల్సో బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ వన్ దేర్ ఫోర్ యూనిటీ ఇస్ నాట్ అవర్ జాబ్ యూనిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవర్ జాబ్ బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ బికాస్ యూనిటీ ఇస్ అన్ ఇటర్నల్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ అవర్ జాబ్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్వోకింగ్ ద యూనిఫైడ్ స్టేటస్ త్రూ ఎ థాట్ ప్రాసెస్ అండ్ వాట్ థాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అఖండ ఆకార వృత్తి ఐ హ్యావ్ బిన్ బ్రహ్మన్ బిఫోర్ ఐ విల్ బి బ్రహ్మన్ లేటర్ ఆల్సో బట్ మై జాబ్ హియర్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ రిమెంబరింగ్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ దాట్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వై డు వి కాల్ ఇట్ అస్ అఖండ ఆకార బికాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ థాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్ భేదాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ బికాస్ ఐ సే సహ అహం అస్మి ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఈస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ వెరీ సబ్జెక్ట్ ది మెడిటేటెడ్ ఈస్ ది మెడిటేటర్ సో ఖండ మీన్స్ డివిజన్ అఖండ మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ డివిజన్ డివిజన్ మీన్ డివిజన్ బిట్వీన్ వాట్ బిట్వీన్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అఖండ ఈస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ డివిజన్ ఫ్రీ దట్ థాట్ త్రూ సచ్ ఎ థాట్ అఖండ ఆకార వృత్యా బ్రహ్మాత్మైక్యం ఉపేత్య ఇన్వోకింగ్ బ్రింగింగ్ టు వన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ కాన్షియస్ మైండ్ దెన్ అనిషం రిపీట్ దట్ సోహం వృత్తి అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి వృత్తి అండ్ గెట్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ టు దట్ థాట్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ దట్ ఈస్ అనిషం సో తన్మయతయా నార్మలీ యాక్చువల్లీ వీ యూస్ ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఎర్లియర్ normally we become tanmaya in our worries whenever we worry about something we get so absorbed into that shankaracharya says change that to absorption into the fact aham brahma asmi or nirvikalpa samadhi we have also seen that also nirvikalpa samadhi and what is the definition of nirvikalpa samadhi it is effortless absorption it should be spontaneous thought that I am brahman wherein we don't inquire we don't require any free will at all to think or anything to retain that thought and what is the benefit of that and what do you enjoy by doing this brahmandam rasam brahmananda rasam tibha this is beautiful rasam already past dinner time though getting absorbed in this thought is nothing but drinking brahmananda rasam and what is that thought aham brahma asmi that thought and what is the nature of brahman anando brahmeti vijanat we have already seen that so anandam brahma aham asmi irrespective of family irrespective of physical conditions financial situations irrespective of all of them so brahmananda rasam piba may you enjoy here piba means may you own up the fact that I am ananda swarupaha asmi And where do you want up this? Atmani. Atmani here. Atmani means in your mind. It's not Sachidananda Atma. In your mind may you want up. And says Mudha. Mudha means happily. May you happily drink the Brahmananda Rasa. Actually there are two readings actually. Mudha, the third Da. And Mudha, the fourth Da. If Mudha, it means happily, the third Da. And if it is mudha, the fourth dha, it should be combined with the next portion. Mudha shunyaihi anyaihi kim. Mudha here means unnecessarily. What is the use of engaging in any other activity? Shunyaihi anyaihi kim. What is the use? Nothing else is worthwhile in life other than this. Yastum atmaratereva syat atma triptasya manavaha atmaneva cha santushtaha tasya karyam na vidyate. Nothing else in life is worthwhile. Therefore, anyaihi shunyaihi, empty all activities, all hollow pursuits, mogashaha, mogakarmanaha, mogajnanaha, vichetasaha. Again, Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. So, what is the use of all those empty, all those fake unreal, worthless, hollow activities. They are all very hollow, no use. Brisham means done very, very seriously, intensely. It is all empty. Actually, there are two readings here also. The last word is either Brisham or Brahmaihi. That is also there. Then what is the use of wandering? There's no point in going here and there and vacillating and all that thing. Sit in one place and enjoy Atmananda, the Brahmananda Rasam. Shloka 379. Anatma Chintanam Chaktva Kashmalam Dukkha Karanam Chintaya Atmanamananda Rupam Yanmukti Karanam. So these shlokas are only an elaboration of Samadhi Abhyasa. That's the main topic. Almost as a petition of same idea. May you revel in your nature. Enjoy Atmananda. Don't waste time in worries. See how many times Acharya is repeating, enjoy Atmananda, enjoy Atmananda, enjoy Atmananda. We feel even bored almost because we don't want to enjoy Atmananda in spite of his repeating so many times. That is the nature. So, said in different languages, all simple words only again. Shankaracharya says, Anatma Chintanam Chaktva. May you stop worrying about or dwelling over and over about Anatma. Anatma Chintanam Chaktva. Starting from our own body-mind complex. Then it extends to the bodies and minds of all our near and dear ones. And then it goes to the external world, entire external world. All of them are Anatma only. Give up this obsession with Anatma, which is Kashmalam, which is impure thought. Kashmalam means impure. It's impure thought from the Vedantic teaching because they lead to worry only. Anything that leads to worry, they are all impure because at Anatma level, nothing is perfect at any time. Actually, Acharya himself will define why it is impure. Dukkha Karanam. It is a cause of all kinds of dukkham, mental disturbances. Therefore, to the extent one can avoid it. To the extent only which is needed, carefully handle it. Whatever is needed, of course, we have to handle them carefully. And what should I think of? Atmanam Ananda Rupam Chintaya. Think of the truth, Atma, which is Ananda Rupam. And even if you want to think of Anatma, you think of the mithya nature of Anatma. Think of Anatma. Acharya doesn't say you should stop thinking of Anatma. You can think, doesn't matter. But understand that it is all mithya. Then superimposing satyatvam on that. And what is the advantage of this? Yat mukti karanam. This is the only thought which can give you mukti or moksha, relaxation, which will not whip you up into activity again and again. So, Anatma Chintanam, Bandha Karanam, and Atma Chintanam is Mukti Karanam. Therefore, let Anatma Chintanam be judiciously done. One cannot completely avoid it, but let it be judiciously done. Shloka 380. Yesha Swayam Jyotirasesha Sakshi Vijnana Koshe Vilasatyajasram Lakshyam Vidhayai Namasad Vilakshanam Akhanda Virutyatmatayanu Bhavayam. So if I have to think of the Atma, how should I think of Atma? So Atma Swarupa is described here for giving us the line of thinking, how to think, the pattern of our meditation. Yeshaha Swayam Jyotihi. The Atma is Swayam Jyotihi, is self-evident consciousness. Asesha Sakshi. It is a witness Sakshi of the entire drama of life. Therefore, if at all you want to think of the world and life, may you see it as a drama in which your own mind and your own body, they are all only role players. This we have seen also many times, all the time we have described this. The body, mind, they are all only just role players. Your own ahankara is a veshadhari. And as long as you keep aloof and see the drama as drama, it will not hurt you seriously at all. One may go alone with the drama, smile and cry along with the characters also. But they are all only at the time of watching. And once you come out of it is not going to cause any more scar on you. Maximum you may say, oh, the person acted very well. If it is a tragic scene, he acted very well, or a comedy scene. Although that's all we may say. Similarly, Vedanta does not say one should not be sentimental or emotional or get upset. They all are possible. But says, may you be part, this creation, watching is like a movie, don't be part of it. Just to see it and be done. Let not those emotions create a deep scar in you and go out of control. Watch it like a movie. Leave it to prarabdha. Let not any instance create a traumatic experience in me at all. That is, the deep scar let them not create in me. This is possible only when we see life as a drama. And that is the truth. Therefore, Asesha Sakshi, may you be the witness of this drama of life. And where is that Atma located? Vijnana Koshe Vilasati. That is the balcony seat, like the drama. To go to the theater, that's a balcony seat, Vijnana Kosha. Already everyone is given a very, very comfortable chair to be seated. And you are seated in your own balcony seat of Vijnanamaya Kosha. Therefore, Vijnanamaya Koshe Sakshi Rupena Vilasati. It shines. Vilasati shines. It's present. And when is this drama happening? Ajasram. Continuously it goes. From early morning when you wake up till the time you go to retire back to bed. Till the entire, it switched off only at the time when you sleep. So may you watch this drama and appreciate the glory of Atma, which can give you varieties of comedies, varieties of tragedies. So many things are all free. You don't have to even buy a ticket. All those things the Atma can project through the power called Maya. And since we keep forgetting this fact, what happens? Once in a while, we have to remind that this is a drama and focus on Atma. So he says, Enam Lakshyam Vidha. Focusing, Lakshyam Vidha means focusing on this observer, Enam, this Atma. This observer is the Atma. Asesha Sakshinam, Sarva Sakshinam, Asesha Sakshinam, Sarva Sakshinam, Lakshyam Vidhaya. And what is the nature of that Atma? Asad Vilakshanam, which is different from the observed. Asad drama, changing drama. Asad drama, changing drama. And what is permanent? I am seated permanently. The drama changes, whereas I am seated permanently. Therefore, I am Sat, the changeless, and the entire life drama is changing, whereas I am changeless. And so, upon the changeless Sakshi, may you focus. And Atmatayam Anubhavaya. May you think of the Sakshi, the observer, as yourself. Don't say, that is the Sakshi. Drop that language and say, I am the Sakshi. Don't say, that is some Sakshi. I am the Sakshi. Therefore, Atmataya Anubhavaya. May you think. With the help of what? Akhanda Vrittya. With the help of the Akhandakara Vritti. Akhandakara Vritti, we already talked about it. This is also very important because that indicates what? Samadhi Abhyasa is not a thoughtless stage. Acharya emphasizes every time. Because we have a misconception that meditation means like blankness. No, this is not a thoughtless stage. Because it is such a big misconception, we repeat this many times. Vedantic meditation involves thinking throughout the meditation. Even in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, Akhanda Akara Vritti continues. The only difference is what? There is no will involved in the perpetuation of that thought in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. Sloka 381. Yetamachinnaya Vrittya Pratyayantara Shunyaya Ullekayan Vijaniyat Swaswarupataya Sphutam. So how should a person practice meditation? He says, Achinnaya Vrittya Yetam Ullekayan. May you invoke that Atma, may you recollect, may you remember, may you think of that Atma ullekanam, it's a beautiful, nice word, meaning invocation. May you invoke. Invoke that Atma with the help of what? Achinya vritti. That is, achinya means unbroken flow of thoughts. So, flow of thoughts is unbroken. So, it is ajyadharaya. Ajyadharaya, like ajyadhara, you know, ajyadharaya, shrotata, ajyadharaya, shrotatatamam, tarala chintanam, viralata param. That's what, like a flow of ajyam, there's a viscous liquid for that matter, a heavy viscous liquid. How nicely it will flow. So, dhara rupaya vritya, the thoughts which are like the flow of, such a continuous flow of thoughts. And pratyayantara shunyaya, without being distracted by any other thought, all are actually definitions of meditation here. And what is the definition here? So, vijatiya pratyaya anantarita sajatiya pratyaya pravahaha. That is the definition. That is, if you translate it is the flow of similar thoughts without being distracted by dissimilar ones in meditation. Every thought being connected with Atma only. All thoughts should be connected to Atma only. One need not have same thought, but should be similar thought. There is a difference. For example, Aham Shuddha Asmi, or Aham Nityaha Asmi, or Aham Asangaha Asmi, Aham Mukto Asmi. It can be any of those thoughts. They are all Atma Vrittis. So thoughts are different, but they are all similar, because they all belong to what? They all belong to Atma. Suddenly, if I say I am a grandfather, when I am thinking of all this, if I say I am a grandfather, that is called vijatiya vritti. It's a different thought. So, may you practice that dhyanam of similar thoughts. That's what one is supposed to practice. And vijaniyat, may you meditate. Here, one should not translate vijaniyat as knowing the Atma here. We should always remember that meditation is not for the knowledge of Atma. This also we have mentioned many times. Meditation is not for gaining any new knowledge at all. Meditation can give no knowledge, including self-knowledge. Atma jnanam is gained through what? Through Vedanta Shravanam only. Because Vedanta is Pramanam, and Pramanam alone can give knowledge. So through Vedanta Shravanam, one can gain self-knowledge. So meditation is for remembering the knowledge gained through Shravanam. Therefore, vijaniyat, that means may you remember, may you recollect, may you invoke the Atma. How? Swarupataya vijaniyat. May you think of that Atma as yourself, swarupataya, as your very nature. As we said earlier, we start with what? I am the body notion. And after initial Vedantic study, what do we say? I am the body. And I have an Atma. That is our Nididhyasanam is what? Reverse this thought and say, I am the Atma and I have the body. Originally I said, I am the body and I have Atma. Now, I am the Atma and I have a body. And this itself is a very, very big change. And there is one more step further. And what is that? I am the Atma and I have no body also. Because body being mithya, it's presence is as good as its absence. All this and all we have talked in detail earlier. And how should you do that? Sputam. Sputam means let it be very clear. Without any doubt, may you practice this. Shloka 382. Atratvam dridi kurvan ahamadishu santyajan udasinataya teshu tishter ghatapatadhivat. So, if I have to claim Atma as myself, whether I like it or not, I have to disclaim the body. That is the problem. I cannot claim both of them, both Atma and body, I cannot. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Ahamadishu Atmatvam Santyajanna. Giving up the I notion in the body. Atmatvam has to be read actually twice here. Ahamadishu Atmatvam Santyajanne. Aham here means what? The Ahankara, which means the Vijnanamaya Kosha. And Adi means Adi Padati, Manomaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, అండ్ అన్నమయ కోశ, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్. సో అహమాదిషు కోశేషు, సో అహమాదిషు శరీరేషు ఆత్మత్వం త్యజన్, గివ్ అప్ ది అభిమాన, గివ్ అప్ ది ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, అండ్ దెన్ అలోన్ అత్ర ఆత్మత్వం దృఢీకుర్వన్, మే యు క్లెయిమ్ ది ఆత్మత్వం విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు అత్ర, అత్ర మీన్స్ దిస్ ఆత్మ విచ్ ఐ హవ్ బీన్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ఆల్ అలాంగ్. సో అత్ర, అత్ర మీన్స్ ది సాక్షిణి చైతన్యే అసంగే నిర్వికారే నిత్య శుద్ధ ముక్త స్వభావే బ్రహ్మ అభిమానే ఆత్మని ఆత్మత్వం. సో యు క్లెయిమ్ దాట్ ఇన్ దాట్, అండ్ వెన్ యు హావ్ సంథింగ్ మచ్ గ్రేటర్ టు క్లెయిమ్, వై టు క్లెయిమ్ ది మిసరబుల్ బాడీ, నో నీడ్ అట్ ఆల్. దర్ఫోర్ అత్ర ఆత్మత్వం దృఢీకుర్వన్, ఫర్మ్లీ క్లెయిమింగ్ ద ఆత్మత్వం. Then what should I do with the body? He says, Teshu udasinataya tishtet. May you be objective with respect to the body. Udasinataya. What do we mean by objectivity here? There should be no raga, no dvesha, no attachment or no hatred. Body has to be protected. It has to do its duties. I do all those that is required to maintain the body. So, audasinyam అపీప్స్యతాం జనకృప నైష్ఠుర్యం ముద్రిస్తాం. సో దిస్ వాట్ ఆచార్య సెడ్ ఇన్ సాధనా పట్టిక, వి ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దట్ ఎర్లియర్. సో శంకరాచార్య సెడ్ ఇన్ దట్ పర్టికులర్ థింగ్, సో మే యు బి ఇండిఫరెంట్, నాట్ ఇన్ ద నెగటివ్ సెన్స్ దో, మే యు బి అన్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ విత్ దమ్. తేషు, తేషు మీన్స్ అహమాదిషు కోశేషు, ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ వాట్, స్ఫుట ఘట పటాధిపత, లైక్ ఎనీ థర్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, you are indifferent with any of them. So may, there are so many houses are there, so many people are there, we have no attachment or raga or dvesha with any of them, but we are just neutral. Just as you are neutral with respect to many other objects, may you be neutral with respect to your own body, tishthe. And if the world is in the word also, there could be another word instead of tishthe, if it is putam, then just as you are very clear that the part is not you, the part jnanam, the body, in the same way may you look at the body part also as another clay product, because body is also a clay product anyway, it has come from the panchabhuta. Shloka 383, vishuddhamanta karanam swarupe nivesha sakshinyavabodha bhave shanai shanai nischalata nischalata mupanayanne పూర్ణం స్వమేవాను విలోకయేత్. శంకరాచార్య హి గివ్స్ హియర్ ద మెథడాలజీ ఆఫ్ షిఫ్టింగ్ ది ఐ ఫ్రమ్ ద పంచకోశ. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ ప్లేస్ వెరీ గ్రాడ్యువలీ ఓన్లీ, బికాస్ అమంగ్ ది ఫైవ్ కోశాస్ అన్నమయ కోశ ఇస్ ద గ్రాసెస్ట్ కోశ, అండ్ ఆనందమయ కోశ ఇస్ ద సట్లెస్ట్, అండ్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ సట్లర్ దాన్ ఈవెన్ ఆనందమయ. Therefore, shifting from Annamaya to Atma directly is impossible. All this we have seen in elaborate detail in the beginning. From the gases to the subtlest. And therefore, the methodology is what? Annamaya to Pranamaya, Pranamaya to Manomaya, Manomaya to Vijnanamaya, Vijnanamaya to Anandamaya, and Anandamaya Kosha to Atma. That is how gradually it has happened. Since this is a gradual this thing. So, Shanaihi, Shanaihi, Uparamet. So Krishna actually tells the same thing in the 6th chapter also of the Gita. Gradually may you withdraw. As you withdraw from grasser to subtler kosha, the mind also gets sensitized. And when one comes to Anandamaya kosha, one experiences, it's a total blankness is what he experiences. Because what is Anandamaya kosha after all? That in which all divisions are resolved. These are all only definitions. I'm just restating them. We have seen them all in detail in the beginning. They come to blankness or the karana shariram level when you come to Anandamaya Kosha. And what normally do, they come all the way up to there. And what do they do at that place? They keep on waiting to see some Atma is going to come someday. Karana shariram is not sunya avastha or blankness. But everything in Karana Shariram is unmanifest form. And to appreciate Anandamaya Kosha, I need a very, very subtle, sensitive mind. Because it is appreciation of blankness as a positive entity. It's all big, big bombshells in Vedanta. You want to appreciate blankness as a positive entity, not as shunya. Exactly like appreciating space as an elastic form of matter. Science was struggling very hard how to describe space. Very difficult. To appreciate space as one of the elements, a positive entity, what kind of subtle mind is needed? Very subtle mind. Subtler than space is Atma or consciousness. So the observer or the so-called blankness. And the observer Atma, I don't try to observe. And is appreciated not in the form of a specific observation, but in the form of Aham, observer, Asmi. I am not observed. I am the observer, which is a thought. Aham, observer, Asmi is what? It is a thought, which is in the form of owning up the observer and not a thought of objectifying the observer. That is technically called vritti vyapi thought without requiring palavyapti. So vritti vyapi palavyapti without requiring that. Therefore, it requires a very gradual withdrawal. So he says, vishuddham antakkaranam, the sensitized mind, swarupe niveshya. This is actually this gradual transition from annamaya to manomaya to pranamaya. They call it in Vedanta as in Tarkashastra, arundhati darshana nyayena. Actually in the marriage and all, they have got this arundhati darshanam. So normally the purohit, the priest will take the boy and the girl, and there he will try to show where the Arundhati is there in the sky. So he cannot directly identify. So he will first say, you know, by the side of that big thing, this thing and all, he will go on, you know, trying to narrow it down to the region where Arundhati is there. Similarly, one cannot directly go from the grasses to the subtlest. So we have to go through gradually. So this is Arundhati Darshana Nyayam. This is how it is called in Tarkashastra. So here, Swarupe Niveshya. One has to gradually withdraw in your own swarupam. So turn towards the swarupa, direct the attention to your own swarupa. How? Shanaihi shanaihi. Gradually. So first, pranamaya kosha, atma, anyontara atma pranamayaha. Then anyontara atma manomayaha, anyontara atma vijnanamayaha. So all shanaihi shanaihi niveshya. Gradually. Then the word shanehi, that should be connected with niveshya. Niveshya means gradually withdraw and turn towards your own swarupam. And what type of swarupam it is? Avabodha matre sakshini swarupe. A swarupam which is pure witness consciousness. Sakshini swarupam. Ever the observer, never the observed. Ever the experiencer, never the experienced. In that atma, niveshya. May you direct or fix your mind. And fixing the mind upon Atma means what? Entertaining the thought regarding Atma. That is fixing the mind. So Atmakara Vrittihi Eva Manasaha Atmani Sthapanam. So Niveshya. And what type of thought you entertain? A thought which is in the form of owning up the self-evident consciousness as myself. In this form, fix your mind. And in Krishna's language, it is Atma Samsam Manakritva. That's what he said. Then what do you do? Nischalatam Upanayan. Nischalatam. Let the mind remain absorbed in Atma. Nischalatam. Let it be without any wavering. Let the thought connected with Atma continue as a flow. Tailadhara. Like the Tairadhara was it. Same thing. So anuvartatam vritti pravahaha. Tailadharavat anuvartatam vritti pravahaha. Let that thought flow like a tailadhara. So nischalatam upanayanne. Let not the mind entertain any other distractive thoughts. So atma samstam manaha krutva na kinchit apichintaye. That's what Krishna said. Don't think of anything. Na kinchit. Don't think of anything at all. And how do we understand Krishna's statement here? Nakinchit, don't think of anything is not a thoughtless state. Again, in Vedanta, we don't prescribe thoughtless state. It means don't think of any other thing other than Atma Swarupam. Don't entertain any other thoughts. That means Anatma Vritti Tyajanna. వృత్తిం త్యజన్ అనాత్మ వృత్తిం. గివ్ అప్ అనాత్మ వృత్తి, ఆల్ థాట్స్ రిలేటెడ్ టు అనాత్మ గివ్ దమ్ అప్ అండ్ ఎంటర్టైన్ ఓన్లీ ఆత్మాకార వృత్తి. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ వన్ షుడ్ ఓన్ అప్? పూర్ణం స్వం ఏవ అవలోకయే, ఓన్ అప్ ద సాక్షి చైతన్యం విచ్ ఇస్ పూర్ణం. హియర్ పూర్ణం ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ శాంపుల్ యాక్చువల్లీ. వన్ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ పూర్ణ ఆత్మ అహమస్మి థాట్, ఆర్ వన్ క్యాన్ చేంజ్ ఇట్ టు నిత్య ఆత్మ అహమస్మి దాట్ థాట్, ఆర్ యు కెన్ చేంజ్ టు శుద్ధ ఆత్మ అహమస్మి, ముక్త ఆత్మ అహమస్మి. సో ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ వన్ క్యాన్ చేంజ్ ద థాట్స్, నో ప్రాబ్లం, బట్ దే షుడ్ ఆల్ బి సిమిలర్ థాట్స్. సజాతీయ వృత్తి, వి ఆల్రెడీ సా ఎర్లియర్, ఎనీ ఫీచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ వన్ క్యాన్ బ్రింగ్ టు ద మైండ్, ఇట్స్ వన్స్ ఓన్ చాయిస్. హియర్ పూర్ణత్వం ఈస్ గివన్ వై? బికాస్ అవర్ ఫండమెంటల్ ప్రాబ్లం ఇస్ వాట్? అపూర్ణత్వం. వి థింక్ వి ఆర్ ఇన్కంప్లీట్, దర్ ఇస్ నో తృప్తి అట్ ఆల్, నో కంటెంట్మెంట్, ఆల్వేస్ వీ హ్యావ్ సంథింగ్ లాకింగ్, దట్స్ వాట్ వి థింక్. సో శంకరాచార్య ఎంఫసైజెస్ పూర్ణత్వం హియర్. అండ్ డోంట్ సే ఆత్మ ఇస్ పూర్ణం అగైన్, బట్ లెర్న్ టు సే అహం పూర్ణ. డోంట్ థింక్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ సమ్ థర్డ్ పర్సన్. సో స్వం ఏవ ద సెల్ఫ్ దాట్ ఐ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దిస్ ఆత్మ పూర్ణ. అను విలోకయే, మే యూ పర్సీవ్ సచ్ అన్ ఆత్మ. ద వర్డ్ పర్సీవ్ అగైన్ దట్ షుడ్ బి ఆల్సో షుడ్ బి గివెన్ ఇన్ కొటేషన్. డోంట్ ఇమాజిన్ ద పూర్ణ ఆత్మ స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ అస్. నో, హియర్ అను విలోకయేత్ మీన్స్ ఓన్ అప్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ టు సీ ఆర్ టు ఆబ్జెక్టిఫై. ద మోమెంట్ వి సే విలోకయేత్, వి విల్ మే ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ టు సీ సంథింగ్, నో, బట్ సంథింగ్ టు ఓన్ అప్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్ టు క్లెయిమ్. తతః, తతః మీన్స్ దర్ ఆఫ్టర్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద విత్డ్రావల్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. అండ్ దిస్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది కఠోపనిషత్ మంత్ర, వి హావ్ సీన్ దట్ ఆల్సో ఎర్లియర్. యచ్చేత్ వాంగ్ మనసి ప్రాజ్ఞః తద్యచ్చేత్ జ్ఞాన ఆత్మని జ్ఞానమాత్మని మహతి నియచ్చేత్ తద్యచ్చేత్ శాంత ఆత్మని. దిస్ ఆల్సో వి హావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ కఠోపనిషత్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో ఇన్ ది థర్డ్ సెక్షన్. సో బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత. శంకర ప్రెసెంట్స్ ద సేమ్ థాట్ హియర్. శ్లోక 384. దేహేంద్రియ ప్రాణ మనోహమాదిభిః స్వజ్ఞాన క్లుప్తైరఖిలైరుపాదిభిః విముక్తమాత్మానమఖండ రూపం పూర్ణం మహాకాశమివావలోకయేత. ఇగైన్ జరా సేమ్ ఐడియా రిపీటెడ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ లాంగ్వేజెస్. సో ఆత్మానం అవలోకయేత్, దట్ ఇస్ ద మెయిన్ సెంటెన్స్ హియర్. మే యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ డ్యూరింగ్ వెన్? డ్యూరింగ్ సమాధి అభ్యాస. వి షుడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ద టాపిక్ ఇస్ సమాధి అభ్యాస. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ? దెన్ ఎలాబరేట్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆచార్య ఇస్ గివింగ్ హియర్. ఉపాధిభి విముక్తం, దట్ ఆత్మ విచ్ ఇస్ అన్కనెక్టెడ్, విముక్తం, అన్కనెక్టెడ్ టు ఎనీ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఉపాధి. ఉపాధి మీన్స్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మీడియం ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్, వీఆర్ వెరీ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ ద టర్మ్ ఉపాధి ఆల్సో. విముక్తం మీన్స్ అన్అసోసియేటెడ్, అన్అసోసియేటెడ్, బికాస్ విత్డ్రావల్ ఫ్రమ్ అనాత్మ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ వాట్? ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ టూ ఫోల్డ్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్. ఫస్ట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ వాట్? ఐ ఎమ్ ద బాడీ. సో అహంకార అధ్యాస ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్, దట్స్ అ సీరియస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఆల్సో. అండ్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ ద బాడీ, బట్ వి క్లెయిమ్ ద బాడీ యాజ్ సంథింగ్ పొసెస్డ్ బై మీ, మై బాడీ, దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ సే. సో ఐ సే ఐ హ్యావ్ ద బాడీ, బట్ ఈవెన్ దాట్ ఈస్ అ సంసార బికాస్ ఐ ఎంటర్టైన్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ద బాడీ. ద మోమెంట్ ఐ సే దిస్ ఇస్ మై బాడీ, ఐ ఎంటర్టైన్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ద బాడీ. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మమకార సంబంధ, విచ్ లీడ్స్ టు మోర్ సంసార యాజ్ అహంకార సంబంధ. సో దిస్ ఇస్, సో ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అహంకార తాదాత్మ్య, అహంకార ఆర్ తాదాత్మ్య అధ్యాస. దిస్ టర్మ్స్ ఆల్సో ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ టు అస్. అండ్ ది సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ ఇస్ మమకార ఆర్ సంసర్గ అధ్యాస. ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ ద బాడీ అండ్ ద బాడీ డస్ నాట్ బిలాంగ్ టు మీ, దట్ ఈస్ ది థాట్. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపాధిభి విముక్త. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాధి ఇట్ ఈస్? దేహ ఇంద్రియ ప్రాణ మనహ అహం. సో దేహ మీన్స్ ది అన్నమయ కోశ, ద బాడీ, అండ్ ది ఇంద్రియాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ద ప్రాణమయ కోశ, మనోమయ కోశ, విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, ప్రాణ, మనహ అండ్ అహం, ఆల్ దోస్ అహంకార, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. అండ్ ఆది పదార్థ, ఆది రిప్రజెంట్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ అన్నమయ కోశ, ఆనందమయ కోశ ఆల్సో. అండ్ ఇంద్రియాస్, ఇంద్రియా ఇస్ నాట్ సెపరేట్ కోశ, బట్ ద ప్రాణమయ కోశ అండ్ మనోమయ కోశ ఓన్లీ. సో ఇన్ షార్ట్ ఆల్ ది పంచకోశాస్, ఐఎమ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. మే యూ బ్రేక్ యువర్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ద పంచకోశాస్. అండ్ అఖిలైహి ఉపాధిభిహి విముక్తం. బి అన్కనెక్టెడ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, అఖిలైహి, డోంట్ క్లైమ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అట్ ఆల్. అండ్ వై టు డిస్కనెక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద ఫైవ్ కోశాస్, బికాస్ స్వ అజ్ఞాన క్లుప్తైహి, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ బాన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ బాన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆర్ మాయా, విచ్ మీన్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మిథ్యాపూర్వం ఆఫ్ అ లెసర్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ. This, we already have seen the mithya is lesser order of reality and atma higher order of reality, all that we have seen. Whereas you, the atma, belongs to the higher order of reality, and so how can you have sambandha with the lesser order of reality is the question. Because how can a person in the vakas plane, for example, marry a person in dream? Sambandha requires what by definition? Samana sattakatva నియమః. టూ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ బిలాంగింగ్ టు ద సేమ్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ, దే అలోన్ క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ ఏ రిలేషన్షిప్, అండ్ ఐ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ఎనీ బ్లెస్సెడ్ థింగ్ ఇన్ క్రియేషన్ అట్ ఆల్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్? ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఐ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ఏ లోవర్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ, బట్ ఐ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ ది హయ్యర్ ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ. And that is why asangoham, 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 punapunaha, Acharya sang. Exactly like a dream, every object in dream I can experience, I can enjoy them all in dream, but I can never have relationship with any of the dream objects whatsoever. I can win a lottery in dream, I may have lot of millions of dollars of dream money, but when I wake up, I can never claim ownership for any of that money at all whatsoever. Therefore, he says, Vimuktam Pashya, may you meditate upon yourself as Asangaha. Asanga means not connected to, no relationship. Vimuktam Pashya. Observing the world is no problem at all. Association, Sangaha, that is the problem. So he says, how many Asanga Atmas are there? Akhanda Rupam, which is one divisionless observer. There is no Beda at all in that at all. There is only one Atma, no division. And therefore only it is Purna. Because there is no division, it is Purna. I am full. I am complete. I am Purna Hasmi. And what is the example? He gives the example of Mahakasham Iva. Mahakasham. Like the all-pervading space. That is the nearest example to Atma. Because what are the similarities between Atma and Akasha? Swamiji says both of them start with A also. Akasha and Atma, both are infinite. And both are one only. Akasha space is only one and Atma is one. Both are formless and both are indivisible. And both accommodate everything. Sarva Adharam, both. And both are Asangaha. These are all some of the common features. So Asangatvam, పూర్ణత్వం, అఖండత్వం, సర్వ అధిష్టానత్వం, నిర్వికల్పత్వం, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ది కామన్ ఫీచర్స్ బిట్వీన్ ఆకాశ అండ్ ఆత్మ. దర్ ఆర్ సమ్ అన్కామన్ ఫీచర్స్ ఆల్సో దట్ వీ షుడ్ నో. ఆత్మ ఈస్ అజన్యం. అజన్యం మీన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ఆత్మ ఈస్ నాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు బర్త్ ఆరిజినేషన్, బట్ ఆకాశ హ్యాస్ అ బిగినింగ్. తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ తస్మాత్ వా ఏ తస్మాత్ ఆత్మన ఆకాశః సంభూతః. So Akasha is born like that. So Akasha comes under Jada Anatma. Atma is Chetana Driktattvam. These are the two differences again. That is, Atma has no beginning. Space has a beginning. Akasha comes under Jada Tattvam. Atma is Chetana Driktattvam. Iti Avalokayet. May you dwell upon the idea for a length of time. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యః పరస్సమహేశ్వరః శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.